Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, motherfucker!
What are you looking at, sir?
I'm looking at you, miss.
Run that, baby.
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special Quick Imprint Companion. I'm your host, Blake Howard. My regular host, Alexi Toliopoulos, is deep in the trenches at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So I've been having a veritable cornucopia of the best in the world coming to join me to stand in for Lex. In the upcoming Imprint batch, there is an unbelievable Blu-ray release of HUD starring Paul Newman, and a person who I know is a purveyor of good things and attractive people is the legendary Roxana Haddadi, my dear friend and critic, who I know who we can both objectively as critical minds admire a movie, this incredible, timeless, legendary movie from 1963 directed by Martin Ritt, and we can say comfortably that Paul Newman is face-meltingly hot in this movie.
So I just wanted
to bring the right expert to talk about the right subject, which is
Thank you so much. Thank you for recognizing my professional expertise in this matter. It really means a lot.
You've got a PhD in it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
So if you've never seen HUD, if it's not so clear in the trailer that you might have just heard as we're working to this, it's set on a farm with a family, Homer Bannon, who plays Paul Newman's father, played by Melvin Douglas. It's HUD Bannon is his name, owns a cattle farm, and with a couple of sick cows that start the beginning of the movie, he suggests getting the government involved to come along and check them out to see if they've got some kind of disease that's going to threaten their livelihood and also threaten, potentially threaten the community. That then turns out to be hand, foot and mouth, which I think is like so crazy that like way up to the late 90s, like hand, foot and mouth, like took over Europe and burning cows in the fields and trying to stop this disease, which is so crazy for beef production. So it's the first time that I'd ever seen it depicted on cinema, but it was really great. And it is about that. It is about a family's place in the community. It is also about the kind of desperate and, I don't know, like self-destructive impulses of and everything that he wants to do to disrupt and dismay the people who love him in his life and are trying to get him to touch him. He's a womanizer, he's
drunk.
Time watching a beautiful, which we're going to talk about shortly, Midnight Cowboy in 4K. Joe Buck has a HUD poster on his wall.
That's so funny. I was like, wow.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Schlesinger got it. He knew that that would be the hero for so many people. So talk to me a little bit about Paul Newman in HUD.
Well, it's so interesting to me just the way that you described him, because whenever I have watched this film, I generally think that Paul Newman is doing his own version of a James Dean in Giant performance, right? Like he is doing this sort of like roguish ne'er-do-well who, while you're watching it, you're like, this guy sucks and I hate him. And also he's perfect and I can't take my eyes off him, right? Like he is just so... he's so good at being, on one hand, that extremely charming, casually, effortlessly confident in himself sort of character. When you're watching this, I feel like I would love to know if Brad Pitt has ever talked about Paul Newman in HUD, because I think so much of like Brad Pitt's everyday Americana man, like the image that he created in Thelma Louise and continued through the Ocean's films, so much of that feels to me like it is tracing back to this lineage of Paul Newman as this man who is leaning constantly and just always ready with like a very quippy type of retort to his father, who is like worried about what an asshole he is, to like the family's housekeeper, with whom he has some sexual tension that curdles and turns toxic and horrible very quickly. But so you have all of the like very charming Paul Newman stuff, and then you also just have this like real edge of American capitalist ruthlessness
Yeah.
that, as we were talking about it, I really thought to myself, I thought like HUD was a previous generation's Scarface,
Yeah.
right? He is a character who is just making these like evil, destructive, selfish choices, operating from this place of sort of like cosmic badness. And yet he really has become like a definitive hero for some people who read the film in a certain way that maybe it was not intended to be read. And what's really interesting about this, I think, is like Newman produced this, right? It is based on a book called Horsemen Pass By Larry McMurtry. And in the book, HUD is a lot more, it's so funny to say a lot more villainous, because he's clearly like the villain character in the movie. But they almost like sand down his edges, I think, so that Newman can do more of that sort of like ambiguous, charming. The smiles that he gives in this movie are like enough to like melt your pants off. It's like insane how, I'm sure that people have seen the
I think it
gift.
says that on the warning label. I think
They say it. They're
it's
like, wear two pairs of pants,
because one
because
of
like
them is just gonna fly
it's
off.
gonna melt off. Like, it's shit's gonna get messy down there. You should put
But
plastic down. But
set up your
it's
house
just,
like
it's
Dexter before you watch Hud. But I just I
100%.
but I love what you said there is like it seems to shave the edges off with the character in the film. Until you watch it again and again, and you
And
realize
then
he's not like his dad, who is an older guy home, and Melvin Douglas's beautiful performance in this movie. He's like, we should be men of science, right? Like, so if there's something ill, we need to protect our herd, and also we need to protect our community. Hud is completely anti-intellectual. He's anti-government, and look, anti-government not necessarily a non relatable sentiment, but like he's anti-government, but it's not from a place of. It's coming from he purports that it's a place from control. I don't want to be controlled. I want to be free. But it's like, no, government enforce laws so that I can't just do whatever the hell that I want. And then
Yes.
this guy who's an anti-intellectual and anti-government suddenly wants to go to a lawyer to have his father claimed as like mentally incapacitated to run his farm and then take over. And then he's a guy who has complete amorality, wandering around just shagging every married woman in town because they can't keep their hands off of him. And then the entire scene with Patricia Neal, the only thing that stops him from a horrifically ugly, I mean, it's already an ugly assault, but a horrifically ugly sort of escalation of a sexual assault is that his nephew has to come in and like disrupt. And it's like the more times I watch this movie, the fascinating thing and why I love it so is that if you just like things are happening in the back of frame or a half whispered or half thoughts, and it's like you realize the level of this guy's amorality and straight out meanness. Because like the first time you watch the movie, it concludes, I don't think I'm spoiling here, with like a pretty somber and unhappy ending where people don't want to be around Hud anymore. And And the first time you watch it, it might seem like it's tragic, but it's like, no, this is the only way that any of these people can function. It's like, I can't be with you. You are like a disease. You are like the hand, foot, and mouth disease that needs to be dragged off into it and shot. You know,
Right.
it's that level. And so
Yeah.
I think that that's one of the magic tricks of this movie, is the more you watch it, all that shit, it might not be as averse as reading something in text, hard text, or an inner monologue or a thought, but it's all in there. And I really admire this movie for how dark it can get with that sort of stuff.
Well, I also think it's interesting, like in terms of shave the edges off, what I will say is, because again, I don't want to like necessarily spoil anything for people, but what I will say, like the moments in this film where Hud seems to have like a glimmer of doubt in his own actions, or like a second of regret, or even there is a moment where he defends his father against an outside agent. Pretty much all of those are oppositional to choices that Hud makes in the book.
Yes.
So, like, Hud in the book, I think, is more of a one-dimensional sort of villain. But
Yeah.
in making those changes to the movie, what that allows Newman to do is to, like, play those decisions, right? And to give the character a sense of he can choose differently. Like he can choose to do the not as evil thing.
Yeah.
So then it becomes a question of like, well, when does he make the choice to do whatever he wants? And when does he make the choice to like pause and reassess? And I think Newman has always been, God, using the present tense, RIP my dog. Newman was always very good at, I think, those moments of playing ambiguity and playing hesitancy. I'm thinking of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and
Oh my God. I
how much
just saw
he's
that for the first
able.
time.
Really? Oh, wow.
Like 2 days ago. And I saw it for the
That's
first
funny.
time. And I was like, oh my God.
I know. But
What
how he
a
plays,
picture.
yeah, and how he plays like his sexuality in that film, right? How it sort of leaves you questioning like what were the dynamics of this relationship? Why did he marry this woman, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that sort of like uncertainty and hesitancy is very well done in this movie because it's very short. He ultimately like makes a decision and sticks with it. But those little glimmers of like interiority, I think, are so perfect because they complicate. Like I was mentioning this earlier, but I'm sure people have seen the GIF, Paul Newman in a cowboy hat holding a daisy, like with a smirking ass sneer on his face, right? Like that is sort of the definitive image of this movie when he is trying to like seduce this housekeeper who he's been having like a light flirtation with for years or
Patricia
whatever.
Neal looking as hot as it gets as well.
Yes. But like
Unadorned and
his,
beautiful.
yes. But his shit-eating grin is so good and it's so effective because you know that he will back it up physically or by breaking his own perceived code of ethics and going to a lawyer to get his father like locked away or whatever. Like he'll just do anything. And I think ultimately, right, like this is what makes this film like Giant, I think, such an interesting sort of like anti-capitalist version of a Western. And of course, because we are the country and the culture that we are, it is also why Hud remains like a hero
Yeah.
to a lot of people who have seen this movie. I think Texas Monthly did a piece that was like, Paul Newman's Hud is very clearly a villain, so why do people in Texas still treat him like a hero? But that's like enduring cinema, right? Is like a character who people will argue over for decades because the performance is so good, and that's what Newman does.
Thank you so much for this little
Yes.
bite-sized chunk. I appreciate you very much. I knew your level of expertise had to be there, and it just thank you. Hud,
Thanks,
great.
buddy.
Check out Imprint Films' release of it. Get it on Blu-ray. It's magnificent and it is rewatchable. And I definitely recommend multiple viewings to get yourself acclimatized to how great this movie is.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.